Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you this Tuesday afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on. Here's the three things you need to know about this hour. First of all, the Escambia County Tourist Development Council has approved a $25 million allocation for upgrades to the John R. Jones Complex. Of course, that's over on East 9 Mile Road. Escambia commissioners are focused on developing a sports tourism platform. They must now give final funding approval as the dollar figure could possibly change. And we're talking about changing. Additional funds are needed to help finance an expansion. This is of the passenger terminal at Pensacola International. Thursday, city council members will vote on a series of resolutions that will initiate bonding up to $100 million to help pay for a 50,000 square foot expansion. The bonds will be financed with airport revenues. The growth in travel has outpaced the capacity of the present terminal facilities, and expanding them has become a major priority of the city. And the Florida Association of Broadcasters recognizing Dave Hoxing as the 2025 recipient of FAB's prestigious William J. Brooks Award. The award honors legendary Florida broadcasters whose exceptional service and dedication set a standards of excellence in the industry. Presented annually, the award celebrates individuals who embody the high ideals exemplified by its namesake, William J. Brooks. The Brooks Award will be presented at the Florida Association of Broadcasters annual luncheon. This happens on Thursday, June 26th, down at the Breakers Palm Beach. It's part of FAB's annual convention. Dave Hoxing is the owner, along with Mary Hoxing of ADX Communications, representing Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1. and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5. These are all locally owned and operated stations serving Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
All righty, just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. Not too much going on the roads here from what I can see. We always have our issues on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. There's still a little bit of congestion in that area, but outside of that, there's not much. As for the weather, 75 degrees right now. Going to be a low of 68 tonight with some patchy fog in your area and maybe some slight chances of showers, which will bleed into your Wednesday but should dissipate shortly. And Wednesday's high is going to be 81. The low is going to be 66.
Okay, 617 News Radio 92.3. And now let's take a look at our top national stories.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Now, the chief of the Environmental Protection Agency is vowing to quickly address a long-running problem. It's that raw sewage on the Tijuana River entering the U.S. from Mexico, just messing up San Diego's beaches. Christian Goodwin has more on the story.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says he met with Mexican counterparts to come up with a comprehensive plan to quickly put an end to the Tijuana River sewage crisis.
We spoke about sending EPA employees instantly down to the San Antonio de los Buenos site to allow us in the United States to confirm operations.
Stressing Mexico must do its part to clean up the contamination, but adding counterparts want a close collaborative relationship with the U.S. to get the job done.
We are all out of patience.
Zeldin joined by Republican and Democratic lawmakers visiting the South Bay International Wastewater Treatment Plant near the U.S.-Mexico border. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the White House denying a report that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is on his way out. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says that Hegseth is doing a tremendous job and that President Trump stands behind him. NPR had reported that the Trump administration was looking into finding a new defense secretary after reports broke of Hegseth sharing detailed military plans in not one but two different group chats in the Signal app.
Okay, President Trump meeting with several retail CEOs at the White House today to talk about tariffs and the impact on the economy. Trady Trimble has more from the White House.
These companies say they met with President Trump in order to share their insights and start a dialogue on trade, but it's also possible they were seeking exemptions from President Trump's tariffs. You'll remember last week, the U.S. excluded smartphones, computers, and other electronics from the 145% tariffs on goods from China. That reportedly came after Apple CEO Tim Cook called the White House. So Walmart, Target, and Home Depot are also likely advocating for their businesses and consumers' interests. Neither they nor the White House confirmed those details, but the companies called the meeting productive.
And speaking of Trump and his tariffs, President Trump's tariffs are the reason the International Monetary Fund is lowering its U.S. economic growth forecast. The IMF's growth projections are now at 1.8%. That's down nearly 1% from its January forecast. The IMF didn't say that the U.S. is headed for a recession, but the key point was that it didn't rule it out.
Okay, Harvard University launching their own legal battle against the White House. Eric Shawn has more details.
Harvard is hitting back, suing the Trump administration, charging its billions of dollars in threatened cuts are illegal. You know, the university says more than $2 billion proposed funding freeze will impose improper control over the school. And they say shut down critical health research. The White House accuses Harvard and other universities of violating student civil rights by not doing enough to combat anti-Semitism and permitting those pro-Palestinian protests that occurred on campus. Well, in an open letter, Harvard President Alan Garber wrote, quote, "The consequences of the government's overreach will be severe and longstanding."
And the first day of Karen Reed's murder case in Massachusetts is concluding. Reed is accused of killing her Boston cop boyfriend with her SUV in 2022. Of course, we've been touching on this one for a while. She claims that she's being framed for the killing, and her first trial last year ended with a hung jury. Earlier today, the defense and prosecution finished their opening statements, and witnesses were being called to the stand. The trial expected to take 6 to 8 weeks.
Good afternoon, 418 at News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price here with you. There is a new report out on anti-Semitism in the country. Lillian Wu has the report.
A nonprofit organization founded to combat anti-Semitism and bigotry says the number of anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. reached a record high last year, the bulk of them Israel-related. The Anti-Defamation League, which has produced annual tallies for 46 years, says it's the first time Israel-related incidents, 5,422 of them, comprised more than half the total. A key reason is the widespread opposition to Israel's military response in Gaza after the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023. The findings, adding to the debate over the extent to which vehement criticism of Israeli policies and of Zionism should be considered anti-Semitic. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Alrighty, just about 6:20 here. Want to let you know that in about 10 minutes, just under, we will be giving away another pair of tickets to the Dixon Dub. That is for the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences, an event that they're putting on. What you can do to win, coming up once again in just under 10 minutes on News Radio 92.3. We're going to take a quick break, but first I'll get you just a quick outlook on our 7-day forecast. So right now, once again, 75 degrees, low of 68 tonight. High is going to be 81 tomorrow, low of 66, with some slight rain chances on the early half of your Wednesday. From beyond that, though, heading into the weekend and beyond, we do not have any rain chances for the foreseeable future. So the next several days for the remaining of this week and the start of next one should be pretty dry and beautiful weather with highs sitting just above 80 degrees. 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Pensacola Beach is a wonderful place to vacation and celebrate with your family. If you thought about having a family celebration or a memorable beach wedding, Casa de Luna still has good dates available this year. Casa de Luna is spacious, with room for large families. It has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. And the pool can be heated. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another as a genuine jacuzzi. There's a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855. Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food, reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America network of food banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me, Jay Dale's got a history.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Afternoon, everybody. 6:25. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Chris. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on, luckily. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. And please continue to do so as we have some patchy fog that will be coming in later tonight. As for the weather, speaking of that fog, it's going to come with some slight chances of rainfall, which will bleed into your early Wednesday. But after that, it should be a beautiful next several days. Tomorrow's high is going to be 81 with a low of 56.
Okay, we're watching The Money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
Stocks ending sharply higher and erasing most of Monday's sell-off on trade optimism and as investors digest a new batch of earnings reports. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said today that he expects U.S. and China to begin de-escalating their trade hostilities in the very near future, according to Barron's. All 11 of the S&P 500 sectors finishing higher, with financials and tech leading the charge. Bitcoin rose above $90,000 for the first time since March. All of the Dow 30 members ending in the green today. Today, the biggest winners, Goldman Sachs, 3M, and Travelers. The Dow rising 1,017 points, the Nasdaq higher by 430, S&P 500 up 130. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Russia reportedly offering to not go any further into Ukraine. The Financial Times cited sources familiar with the matter that Russian President Vladimir Putin is willing to stop the invasion at the current front line. There's no word from Ukraine just yet, but they're expected to send officials to London tomorrow to meet with U.S. and European officials.
Okay, the Department of Education moving to end President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. Jerry Willis has the story.
The Department of Education announcing it will start collections on federal student loans in default on May 5th. That's barely 2 weeks from today. And it will impact millions of former students, many of whom didn't even graduate. It is the first time since March 2020 that the department has collected on loans. The debt now at $1.6 trillion owed by 42.7 million borrowers, 5 million of whom haven't made a monthly payment in more than 360 days. Now, to collect, the federal government is expected to move 1.8 million into repayment plans. For those folks who still fail to pay, the government will garnish wages and tax refunds. It could get ugly.
And the Florida Lottery making a man $1 million richer. The Homestead native claimed a prize from a $50 scratch-off game. The winner opted to receive the winnings in a one-time lump sum payment of $640,000. The store that sold the winning ticket will receive a $2,000 bonus from the state lottery.
Oh, they had some excitement down at Orlando at the airport. An engine on a Delta flight caught fire at Orlando International on Monday. Fox 35's Hannah McKenzie reports from Orlando.
The flight was heading to Atlanta with 282 passengers, but didn't make it off the tarmac. Channing Wells was on board with her mother and son. Wells says only one of the available emergency slides was operational. Wells and others forced to wait for boarding stairs to be brought to the plane. But some passengers, she says, didn't stick around.
Everyone was not getting off the plane fast enough. There were several who jumped off.
According to the Orlando International Airport, three people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. No word on how those injuries were sustained.
Alrighty, 628 here. I got a pair of tickets I'm giving away to the Dixon Dub. It's an event that features teams competing in a lip sync and vocal battle to raise funds for Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. It is taking place at the school on May 2nd at 6 p.m. To win this pair of tickets, all you got to do is be the first to text in to 850-437-1620. Your favorite song to lip sync or sing along to. First person to do that gets those tickets.
Could Florida legalize shooting at drones? Even Brown has that answer.
Florida lawmakers are debating a bill that could get some gun owners in hot water if they react poorly by shooting at drones flying over their home. Even though the bill is designed to give them some permission in some cases, the lawmakers in the Florida Senate would give homeowners the power to shoot down a drone infringing on their right to privacy at home using reasonable force. But the bill doesn't detail what exactly it would mean for a drone flying overhead being too invasive or what reasonable force in these scenarios would look like. Regardless, it is a violation of federal law to shoot at aircraft, and drones would qualify. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Florida State University students speaking out at the state capitol demanding stricter gun laws days after the deadly mass shooting that left two people dead. Senior Nathaniel Mazzari from Sarasota says that he was in class across from the student union and feels that all state universities should have locks on their doors and train professors on how to respond to gun violence. The House recently overturned a post-Parkland measure reducing the gun buying age from 21 to 18.
News Radio 92.3, a proposal to impose 8-year term limits on Florida's county commissioners and school board members back this year. Supporters say the proposal would bring fresh blood into local offices, while opponents say voters would lose representatives who actually know their jobs. If the plan passes the legislature, it will appear before the Florida voters on the November 2026 ballot. So that is something we're looking forward to. Again, if you're looking for to buy that home or sell the home, Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.98%. That 15-year fixed mortgage standing at 6.33% this afternoon.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump is walking back comments made about the Fed chief. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
The president is critical of Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, but says he has no intention of firing the central bank chief.
Never did. The press runs away with things. No, I have no intention of firing him.
President Trump says he'd like to see Powell be more active in lowering interest rates.
The president earlier this month said Powell's termination couldn't come fast enough. Special advisor to President Trump, Elon Musk, says he will soon pivot his attention away from the federal government.
Elon Musk said that he's going to be dedicating far more of his time to Tesla starting in May because the majority of the work establishing the Department of Government Efficiency is done. Musk nodded to the political blowback over his involvement with Doge.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich. America's listening to Fox News.
So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, how old is your roof? You say 12 years. And they say, oh, I'm going to need you to replace that. Do you? They ask you, how old is your water heater? And you say, it's 7 years. And they say, I need you to replace that. Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent. because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
6:34, News Radio 92.3. I'm Chris Bryan along with Austin Price this afternoon as we take a look into sports today.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Yeah, I'll kick things off for you, especially with the sports theme. That pun is intended. Two teams will try to keep home court advantage while another tries to avoid getting swept at home tonight in first-round play in the NBA playoffs. The Indiana Pacers will attempt to go up two games against a Milwaukee Bucks team that's expected to have All-Star Damian Lillard back in the lineup. The Oklahoma City Thunder are also looking to take a 2-0 series lead over the Memphis Grizzlies. Meanwhile, the Lakers hope to rebound from Saturday's 22-point home loss against the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Afternoon, everybody, for 6:35. Been a real nice afternoon here. Thanks a lot for listening. Jared Max joins us now with Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
Three-point game. Here come the Nuggets.
Think about taking a foul here.
Brown passes up a three. Now he fires. Missed it badly. Jokic with a rebound. Clock ticks to two. Jokic, no. And that is it. And the L.A. Clippers hang on in a thriller.
On TNT, the Los Angeles Clippers evened the Denver Nuggets at one game apiece in their best-of-seven first-round playoff series. The final score last night, 105-102 Clippers. Game one went to overtime. This nearly did as well. Kawhi Leonard led the way for the Clips. Two-time NBA Finals MVP scored 39 points last night in Denver. The Nuggets got a triple-double in defeat from Nikola Jokic. 26 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. Series is even at one. Heading to Los Angeles for game three Thursday.
Brunson gets it in, caught by Towns. Brunson will fire, and that's it. The Pistons end the longest losing streak in NBA playoff history. They win their first postseason game since 2008.
Since game four of the 2008 Eastern Conference Finals. On TNT, the Pistons beat the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, 100-94. Detroit snapped a 15-game losing streak in the playoffs with its first postseason win in 17 years. Cade Cunningham led Detroit with 33 points and 12 rebounds. Game three Thursday in Detroit. Stanley Cup playoffs, the NHL's new all-time leading goal scorer, Alex Ovechkin, scored the game winner in overtime for the Capitals last night, who beat the Canadiens in game one 3-2. Ovechkin scored the first goal of the game for the Caps and also assisted on the team's second score. NHL best Winnipeg up 2-0 on St. Louis after a 2-1 victory last night. The Stars beat the Avalanche in overtime 4-3 on a goal by Colin Blackwell. Series tied 1-1 going to Denver. High score in game one in Los Angeles, the Kings outlasted the Oilers 6-5. LA led this game 4-0. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, and since Jared was talking about the NHL playoff scene, we do have a full slate tonight. We got the Hurricanes and Devils already underway. There's about 3 minutes left in the second period. The Hurricanes up 2-1 right now. If they were to win that game, Carolina would have a 2-0 advantage. Also got the Maple Leafs and Senators getting underway at 6:30. Toronto currently leads that series 1-0. We got the Florida series beginning tonight. Panthers and Lightning, that will be at 7:30. And last but not least, at 10 p.m. our time, the Vegas Golden Knights taking on the Minnesota Wild. Vegas currently has a 1-0 advantage, so they are trying to go up 2-0. Now it's time for your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We're 2 days away from the first round of the 2025 NFL Draft. I think it's safe to say we have a good idea on who the first four picks will be. Cam Ward will go number one to Tennessee. Then I'm not buying the recent trade rumors at 2 or 3, and ultimately Cleveland will take Travis Hunter out of Colorado, and the Giants will snag Abdul Carter out of Penn State. And finally, the Patriots will take Will Campbell, leading to the Jaguars being the first team actually on the clock with the fifth pick, and my guess is that they take Mason Graham. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and be a third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Get 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $29.99. In-store only. Limit supply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
News Radio 92.3. It's 6:39. Nice afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on. Three things you need to know this hour. Let me start off. Number one, Representative Alex Andrade says there is evidence that Florida Attorney General James Utmeyer, an attorney for the Hope Florida Foundation, committed money laundering and fraud. The situation stems from a state Medicaid settlement where at least $10 million was diverted away from the state's general revenue fund and into a nonprofit led by First Lady Casey DeSantis. Andrade says he's now trying to figure out who else may be involved. A routine traffic stop Monday led to the arrest of 39-year-old Joseph Campbell of Century. Scampi deputies discovered illegal drugs while conducting a window tint violation. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance with the intent to distribute and 4 counts of possession of a controlled substance. Campbell's truck and personal cash were seized. He was released from the Escambia County Jail on a $45,000 bond. And Ascend Performance Materials on Monday filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. I tried to contact these people today. They have not returned my call yet. I wanted to actually
get some insider info.
What's going on? They just failed to contact me back. We'll try them again tomorrow. If approved,
we'll bug them.
Absolutely. We'll drive them crazy. If approved, the move allows the company to reorganize the finances without the threat of creditors' lawsuits. The Pensacola Ascend plant will continue to operate as usual during the process. It aims to complete the process in approximately about 6 months.
All right. And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer planning to call for a vote next week on tariffs issued by President Trump. Schumer made the announcement during a visit to Albany yesterday, and he believes there might be enough Republican support to pass a resolution in the Senate. This resolution would reverse the 10% tariffs on goods that are imported to the United States. Trump also wouldn't be able to use the same declaration he previously issued to put new tariffs in place.
All right. Vatican revealing the funeral date for Pope Francis is this week. Alex Hogan has more from Vatican City.
As cardinals arrive from around the world, the first meeting took place with 60 of them present for that decision to set the funeral time and date for Saturday, 10 a.m. local, 4 p.m. Eastern. Starting tomorrow morning, the Pope will lay in state at St. Peter's Basilica for the faithful to pay their respects and to say goodbye until Saturday's service. The Vatican announced last night that Pope Francis suffered a stroke, he went into a coma, and he died of heart failure. He was 88 years old. His death triggered the long series of events that will play out over the coming days and weeks to come to select a new pope and, of course, to honor the late pontiff.
Okay, parishioners did gather at St. Michael's Basilica in downtown Pensacola on Monday after the death of Pope Francis. Bishop William Wack tells Channel 3 that Francis was known as the Pope of Mercy.
It's really neat that his death, his life, and now his death touches so many people, not just Catholics, but people all over the world. I know the president has already offered condolences, and so many state leaders of state and other religions.
Okay, Wack says he influenced the church to be more humble and work for peace. He says the Pope reminded the church to pay attention to the poor and marginalized. The church is now in a mourning period. Pope Francis will be laid to rest on Saturday.
Yeah, it says public viewing of Pope Francis will be beginning tomorrow with his body lying in state in the private chapel, and he will be moved to St. Peter's Basilica.
Yeah, and a lot of folks, a lot of local folks responding to the Pope's death.
He was a man of deep faith and prayer, and I think that is always extremely important. He was also a man of humility and love and charity and goodness.
643. I keep forgetting this. I must be on California time here. 643, News Radio 92.3. Now our top health stories affecting you today.
Here's today's health news.
The key to living a long life is to eat a lot of meat when you're young and then transition to vegetables as you age. That's according to a study by researchers at the University of Sydney in Australia. Analysts looked at food supply and demographic data from over 100 countries between 1961 and 2018, taking into account factors like population size and national wealth. They found that young children live longer when animal protein makes up a large portion of their diet. That's because meat contains essential amino acids and nutrients like iron and zinc, which are easily absorbed. But adults over 60 benefit more from plant-based proteins like peas, tofu, and chickpeas. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
645 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together. What's going on, Austin?
Thank you very much, sir. Nothing much, luckily. The roads are looking pretty smooth, as they always do this hour. As for the weather, though, that's looking pretty good, too. 75 degrees, low of 68 tonight. It's going to be some patchy fog in the area, so be on the lookout for that. As for tomorrow, maybe some slight thunderstorm chances early, but those should dissipate throughout the Wednesday, where the high will be 81, the low will be 66.
All right, President Trump and Republicans are considering raising taxes on millionaires for his low and middle income tax cuts. An estimate from the budget lab at Yale finding that raising the millionaires tax bracket to 40% would generate $4 to $20 billion over the next 10 years.
There's a lot of work ahead. This is all going to be negotiated in the coming weeks and months. But, you know, I certainly think the broad objective here is to make permanent the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act while addressing some of the key provisions as outlined by the administration.
647, kind of slipping away here, getting into the evening time. News Radio 92.3, and we're watching your money this afternoon.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Tesla is reporting a miss on the top and bottom lines in its first quarter earnings report that was released after the closing bell today. The company says automotive revenue tumbled 20% year over year. Total revenue, though, was off 9% from $21.3 billion a year prior. Net income tumbled 71% to $409 million. Instagram today launching its standalone Edits video creation app that offers a similar experience to what's available from TikTok parent ByteDance. The new app allows creators to organize project ideas, shoot and edit video with AI. Lockheed Martin reported a higher first quarter profit today, the company posting earnings per share of $7.28. outlasting Wall Street expectations by nearly a dollar. On Wall Street, stocks were higher. The three major averages gained anywhere from 2.5% to 2.7%. Crude oil futures above $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
And Florida Gulf Coast University agreeing with ICE to allow campus police to enforce immigration laws. FGCU joined several other universities that have signed the agreement, and that includes the University of Florida. The arrangement allows the university's chief of police to nominate candidates for training and certification. The agreement is in effect until either party simply decides to terminate it.
Google executives back in court for day two of the Department of Justice's antitrust trial against the company. Madison Allworth has more from Washington.
So Google was accused of having a monopoly in online search because they paid web browsers and phone manufacturers to be the default browser. Now, DOJ says they're doing the same thing with Gemini, their AI platform. Google has a deal with Samsung where the app is preloaded on any phone. Google pays them money, and as a result, there's a profit share. The DOJ essentially says, see, they're doing it again. And if we don't provide a remedy here, there's nothing to stop Google from continuing to act as monopoly. Google says they're not a monopoly. They don't have the same dominance in search because artificial intelligence has brought so many new competitors to the space, like OpenAI with ChatGPT.
And Florida U.S. Senator Ashley Moody back in Florida during recess. She went to Orange Growers Co-op in Lake Wales to make the case for easing regulations on citrus growers. Moody says they've suffered heavy crop losses from hurricanes and citrus greening. She and fellow U.S. Senator Rick Scott backing a bill to lower the required sugar level for non-concentrate orange juice from 10.5% to just 10%.
Global economic group saying the U.S. and global economy will see slower growth if trade wars continue. Jenny Casola all over the story.
The International Monetary Fund is lowering expectations for global growth this year from 3.3% down to 2.8%, citing the impact of tariffs. And it says U.S. growth will slow to 1.8%. down from its estimate of 2.7 made in January. Mexico is expected to see the largest impact of tariffs, with its economy expected to contract by 0.3% this year. The IMF lowered expectations for China's economy from 4.6% growth to 4%. The forecasts are based on tariffs announced through April 2nd, which were paused for 90 days. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And seven pawn shop employees from a Florida-based shop being arrested in relation to an organized retail crime ring. The group of seven joins two other previously arrested employees in the case. Officials say a racketeering operation cost millions of dollars to national retailers over several years. Items stolen included over-the-counter medications and health and beauty products, among others. The products were then sold on online platforms.
Okay, 649 News Radio 92.3. A look into a healthier you, only minutes away. Coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at four convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding. All served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Some of America's bravest warriors are returning home wounded. Here's one of them.
My name is Norberto Lara. I served for 11 years in the United States Army. While I was on a combat patrol in Baqaba, Iraq, a rocket-propelled grenade took my arm off at the shoulder. When I came home, I felt alone. My family was around me, but I couldn't talk to them about what I'd seen and what I'd done. I remember just thinking, man, the way I am right now, I don't want to live. I was discharged from the Army, and I've been working with the Wounded Warrior Project since 2007. I don't have to be severely wounded to be with the Wounded Warrior Project. We do have a lot of guys that have post-traumatic stress disorder. Being able to share your story, I guess it kind of helps you wrap your mind around what did happen over there. Just because you have left the military doesn't mean your life is over. Because when these guys are coming home, I'm kind of leading and training them. Instead of for combat, I'm leading and training them to heal. If I come away with anything from Wounded Warrior Project, it's them giving my life back. My name is Norby, and yes, I do suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, but I'm okay.
Don't suffer in silence. Contact WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, we're talking about crawfish, i.e., and how you can nominate a hospitality hero, plus the benefit that tourism has on our community.
Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. The Trump administration moving forward with another Make America Healthy Again campaign promise as they plan to order manufacturers to stop using at least 7 artificial dyes. Yes, we're talking about health this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
HHS Secretary RFK Jr. and FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry will announce plans to phase out petroleum-based synthetic dyes in the U.S. food supply. Now, these dyes are used in brightly colored cereals, drinks, and candies, and the move will bring the U.S. closer in line with Europe, which has already banned or heavily restricted these dyes over health concerns. This follows the FDA's recent ban of red dye number 3 in food decades after it was banned in cosmetics due to potential cancer risks. Kennedy visited West Virginia last month after it became the first state to ban these dyes in all food and beverages.
And a Supreme Court will decide a case that could have an impact on whether preventive care treatments like diabetes screenings and HIV prevention drugs are covered under the Affordable Care Act. At issue in the case heard Monday is the status of the members of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. Under the health care law signed by President Obama back in 2010, what gets covered relies on the recommendation of experts like those on the task force. Last year, a federal appeals court held that the members of the task force aren't properly appointed, which would throw the insurance company requirement of following their recommendations in doubt.
6:54, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price has a look at weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3, and that's coming up in just a few minutes. Hold on.
All righty. Also, wanted to touch on this very quickly here. Swiss drug maker Roche will invest $50 billion in the U.S. over the next 5 years as it weighs the effects of President Trump's tariffs on imported pharmaceuticals. The company announced today that the money will create 12,000 jobs. It will also be used to create research and development while expanding manufacturing in Indiana, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, and California.
All right, the film industry seems to be leaving Hollywood behind. Fox's Max Gordon has more from La La Land.
According to Film LA, shoot days in the first quarter of 2025 are down 22% from a year ago, following a trend of declining shoot days over the past several years. While some of the decline is attributed to the Palisades and Eaton fires, Film LA says the loss of shoot days is primarily due to global production cutbacks and California's ongoing loss of work to other locations. Industry experts say California needs to cut regulations and increase incentives to lure productions back. In Los Angeles, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
All right, 6:56. Austin Price takes a look at the weather and local traffic together. How's it looking?
Well, it's looking pretty good. Roads aren't giving us much trouble, as they typically don't this hour. As for the weather, we're sitting at 75 degrees, low of 68 tonight, with some patchy fog in the area, maybe some light showers here and there, so be on the lookout for that. That will bleed into your Wednesday, but the thunderstorm chances should dissipate throughout Wednesday, where it will be a high of 81, low of 66, and after that, there's no rain in sight for several days.
And summarizing that whole darn thing you just said, nice night for bands on the beach.
Absolutely.
curtain rises in just a few minutes here. White Sands Panhandle Band on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. Bring that lawn chair and blankets. Just leave the pets and glass at home.
Absolutely. And also, country music icon Tim McGraw, maybe you've heard of him. He's joining the lineup for MLB Speedway Classic this summer. He'll perform a pregame concert before the Atlanta Braves-Cincinnati Reds game at Tennessee's Bristol Motor Speedway. McGraw will be joined by special guests for the performance, and the game will be played August 2nd. More than 100,000 fans expected to attend.
Just a few there. Florida's Attorney General is taking legal action against social media platform Snapchat. Anna Marie McNichol has the latest from Miami.
We heard from the Florida AG, who says that this lawsuit goes far beyond children accessing social media accounts because they say they have enough evidence that Snapchat is not doing enough to prevent predators and sexually explicit content from reaching our young children. Now, this lawsuit comes after Governor Ron DeSantis signed a law that requires social media platforms to ban kids younger than 14 from creating and using certain social media. Now, the law also specifies that if the child is 14 or 15, they need parental permission. Now, the Florida Attorney General said that Snapchat is in violation based on their dangerous practices that give predators opportunities to have undetected access to children.
And speaking of some social media platforms and what they're up to these days, Instagram is launching a standalone video creation app. Edits is what it's called. It allows users to shoot and edit video using features like background replacement and automatic captioning. Instagram had announced Edits back in January, and its features are similar to TikTok's sister app CapCut, which is important because TikTok's future in the U.S. remains uncertain due to its parent company ByteDance facing a mid-June deadline to sell.
6:57, afternoon kind of giving way to the evening hours now. Really going to be a nice night. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today in a case about whether parents can opt their children out of certain curricula on gender and sexuality. This all stems from a case in Montgomery County, Maryland, where parents say their kids are reading many books on various social issues. David Spunt has more from the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court arguments lasted for about 2.5 hours. And this case is more about parents' rights than religious liberty. And those parents' rights activists, a.k.a. the parents here, believe they had a very good day in court. And they believe that the court will, in fact, rule in their favor. This all stems from books being read to students as young as 4, 5, and 6 in Montgomery County, Maryland. And parents used to be able to opt out of their children being read those books in school, but no longer. Many of the parents are suing, say it's not about hatred toward any particular group of people. They just don't believe their kids are ready for some of these topics. There originally was a way for parents to opt out, but the Montgomery County School Board withdrew that opt-out policy 2 years ago, citing high absenteeism.
And Duolingo, bringing the game of chess to its learning app. The world's most popular learning application will contain lessons offering puzzles, mini matches, and other learning strategies. A spokesperson says its goal is to increase access to those who are novel to chess. An English iOS version will be released in May.
All right, I mentioned to you just a minute ago, the summer concert series continues on Pensacola Beach. Bands on the Beach happening tonight, but there's other things happening outside this week. Make plans on Thursday evening, the return of St. Christopher's Thursday night concert series. The Modern Eldorados, this is one of my favorite bands, actually, appears at 6 p.m. on the North 12th Avenue stage. And then coming up on Friday, the 2025 concert series Bands on the Blackwater continues with the Crosstown Band. The curtain rises on the mobile stage at 7. Bring your lawn chair, blankets, and a cooler. No glass containers. Leave the glass at home. By the way, dogs are allowed. Got to have them on a leash.
Make
sure they don't go run crazy. But that's okay. Dogs enjoy the music, too.
Yeah.
And April designated as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Hotline numbers for sexual assault awareness services in Escambia, Santa Rosa counties. Here's that number, 866-585-2040. Listen, have yourself a great Tuesday evening. For Chris Bryan, Austin Price, we do it again tomorrow at 4 on News Radio 92.3. We'll see you then.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.